We've dialed all the numbers. We figured out we have the technology as we hook up with Finland. And we are pleased to be joined by our next guest, the newly signed goaltender for the Calgary Flames. He is Joni Ortio. Joni, good evening, good morning. What time is it in Finland?
It's 6 p.m. right now.
All right. Well, good evening and congratulations. How happy are you to get a two-year contract worked out with the Flames yesterday?
Well, extremely happy. I mean, I'm honored and thankful for the opportunity they've given me, and it's good to get this out of the way and get a 2-year contract so I don't have to go through this again next summer.
Was it maybe agonizing? Isn't the word? Was this a nervous time for you?
Not really, no, because I think both parties here knew that the deal was going to happen sooner or later. It was just a matter of getting agreeing on the terms and stuff like that. So it wasn't really that nerve-wracking at any point.
We talked to Craig Conroy earlier this morning, and he says, I know Orts. He's going to come into camp this year, and he wants to win a job in the National Hockey League. And I guess that's got to be your mentality. But that aside, the move from Abbotsford to Adirondack, it's going to be a bit of a different location, but the chances are, and I know you can't look at it that way, but another year in the American Hockey League, boy, if you can add to the numbers what you did a year ago, you must feel very confident, and maybe for the first time as a young guy, confident that you're the number one guy and you can really start to build upon things.
Well, for sure, and I mean, like, it's something that's not on my mind right now, going to Adirondack, because my mindset coming into campus, like Connie said, it's the steel job and steel jersey. That's the business we're in. The young guys looking to take the older guys' spot all the time, to be honest. And then that's my goal, to wear that flaming C come October.
Joni Ortio, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Joni, it's Pinder. I remember year one over in North America, Leland Irving got a lot of starts. He had a tough time fitting in Abbotsford. That had to be a dark, deep place in hindsight. How far have you come since then?
So far. I mean, at some point, that was kind of good for me in some way, too. You know, I think mentally that was a big stepping stone for me, and I grew a lot mentally that year. I know I didn't get the minutes in I wanted to, but I learned how to block all that extra stuff out of my mind that I can't control. So, like, it wasn't a total loss that first year. That taught me a lot, how to be a pro and stuff like that.
And then secondly, you do decide to go back to Europe halfway through that year. You spent the next year, full year in Finland. How much did it help you to be playing a ton and just knowing you were the guy, that you didn't have to be perfect every time the other team came into the zone?
No, it was huge. I mean, like, if that half a year in Abbey prepared me mentally, that did even more. I mean, carrying that load, and sometimes the team had to trust their goalie, and I, like, that's the spot I want to be in. And then just putting in that effort, being consistent day in, day out, and giving your team a chance to win every night, that's what I expected from goalie, and that's what I got to experience when I went back home. And that prepared me so much for last year, playing the NHL and playing in the American Hockey League.
So when this deal is getting done, how often do you talk to your agent? Does he give you input along the way through, or do you have a goal in mind and you revisit things when they're done?
Well, we talk every other day or so when there's some new developments. Of course, we set up our goal and the ground rules we work by at the start of the summer. But then when things brought progress and there's some new developments, he always contacts me and we talk things through and then go from there.
On the phone with Joni Ortio, Flames goaltender, signs a new 2-year deal with the team yesterday. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. You talk about that year going home. You leave Abbotsford, you go back to Finland, and how good that was for your progression. But at the time, How hard was it? I'm because there has to be that disconnect, right? You're a Flames prospect, but now you're back in Europe. Did you still feel like you were part of the team, or how hard was it to be separated from the rest of the prospects at that time?
I don't know, it's never fun. Like you make friends. We had a great group of guys. You know, I made some close friends during that 6 months, and it's never easy. But it was just something that I had to do, something that was required for me to develop as a player. So it wasn't actually, like, it wasn't as hard as you think it would be, but it's never fun. But I knew I was going to come back eventually at some point, so that made it a lot easier.
For anyone that watched you upon that first stint with Abbotsford, if they saw you at the camps here in Calgary, and then saw you when you'd come back, it was very clear that you had improved. You'd matured, but you'd certainly gotten better. Who did you, was there somebody that you spoke with, goaltending advisors? Did you change your style or the way you played? Because it was very obvious that you were a legit prospect and you were ready to make huge strides upon coming back the second time.
I didn't really have to change that much. It was just a matter of getting the games and getting the consistency and the experience to play a lot of games in a year. And I mean, I had a great coach. Well, Siggy was there for me, and in Abby the first half of the year, then my old goalie coach Urpo Ulan, and in Turku after that, and then in Helsinki I had a good goalie coach too. So I mean that's the base for it all. But at the end of the day, just a matter of getting the games in and developing that way.
We talked also this morning, it sounds, and it is in fact, Jordan Sigalet will be going to Adirondack. So you're able to, it's a different city and there'll be some new faces, but how comforting is it to know that that Siggy, as you say, will be back working with you this season?
Oh, it's crucial. I mean, the relationship with a goalie and a goalie coach isn't just a player-coach thing. It's more like being friends, and we've established a good friendship along these years, and Siggy's a great guy. He's a great coach, but more importantly, he's a great guy. So I love working with him, and well, hopefully, I don't have to next year. But if I do, I wouldn't mind at all.
Yoni, what do you do in the off season? I know there's a lot of talk in this country about we're too young to specialize. Our hockey players, that hockey players need to get out and play other sports. Did you grow up playing soccer in the summer, or do you get away from hockey? Are you on the ice a ton in the off season?
Oh, not a ton. I mean, I think we start skating in a week or two here, so I try to be off the ice as much as possible during the summer because I get that four weeks skating before camp, and I think that's plenty for me. But yeah, like you said, growing up, I played a bunch of different sports. I played tennis, I played soccer, I played basketball. So all those different sports in the summer, and I think that just helps you. I mean, if you're just focused on hockey when you're too young, I think you can be. I don't think that's necessarily good for you. If there's a possibility to play a bunch of different sports, I think that's more beneficial to you.
Yoni Orto, Flames goaltender, signed a new 2-year deal yesterday. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, and I know that, you know, last one for me, that this is it's obviously a confidence builder for you. But sometimes when a player is drafted and then gets to be in their, you know, in their 20s, as you are, and then there's a new president and there's a new general manager and things start to change, sometimes guys get left behind. How much did it mean to you to see the new guys come in, Treliving, Burke, Conroy is a holdover, but to see the new guys come in and you're as valued now as you were under the old regime?
I mean, it's definitely nice to realize that. And the talks I've had with Berkey and Brad, they've been inspiring, and they've been good talks. And like you said, some guys get left behind, but I'm really happy they're still having me in their plans and going into the future and maybe considering myself as an NHL goalie at some point.
Yoni, congratulations on the deal. I know it's got to be a relief. You get that one way in year number two. Was that something that you and your agent had really kind of, was that maybe a sticking point for you?
Yeah, that was the goal from the beginning here. We knew a one way for the first year might be a long shot, but the second year one way was definitely that something we were looking for, and they were happy to give it to me. So, great, thankful for the opportunity.
Congratulations, Yoni. We'll see you in about a month's time.
Thank you. See ya.
You
Thanks,
bet.
Yoni.
Yoni Ortio of the Flames. Doesn't want to talk. I'm not talking about Adirondack. Don't know where it is.
No, then you kept asking about it.
Don't care to know.
You jerk.
Don't want to know. Don't care to know. It's New York, whatever. Don't care.